الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشي الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا بقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحمي. يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. وقال تعالى: ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. وقال تعالى: اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, as per the command of our Honorable Sheikh Arif Billah, Rumi of our time, Tabriz Thani, Mujaddid of our time, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Adam Allah Fuyudahum, Hazrat says, before every bayan, make muzakra, discuss one sunnat of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so that the sunnats of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam can become alive in the world again. The importance of sunnat, the Quran Sharif itself explains. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, announce and say to the people that if you love Allah Ta'ala, then how must you express that love of Allah Ta'ala? And if you haven't got the love of Allah Ta'ala, then how can you get the love of Allah Ta'ala? Amongst our very first things which are farz upon us is to find the love of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, when somebody becomes bayat to me, my first worry is not his islah, to correct him. My first worry is to create my love in his heart. If he will love me, the battle is won already. He'll listen to me, he'll do everything what I say. And when there isn't love, then a person has objection to everything. All the time, this ateraz, that question, this problem comes in the mind. But where there's love, a person accepts wholeheartedly. So if a person has the love of Allah, then no questions about anything, no doubts about anything. Then see how Allah's love, Allah's obedience will come in that person. Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Sulaiman Nadawi Rahmatullah Ali, very, very great alim, mufassir of the Quran Sharif, Allama. He was so famous in the whole East, great, great man. But he did not believe in tasawwuf. He said, this is all waste of time. What is this? There is bid'at. There is nothing like this in Islam. A very great alim. But one of his friends, who knew the potential of Maulana, if Maulana can just get the correct understanding, and then he will be a different man. So somehow he brought him into the majlis of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. And the first majlis that he sat and he listened to the talk, after the talk, what came on his tongue? Khuda jaane kis andaaz se bayan kiya. Only Allah know how he made bayan. Phir shubhe baatil paida na hua. After that, I never had a wrong doubt about anything of Islam. Otherwise, even a person makes khidmat of deen. He even makes lot of ibadat, lot of things for Islam. But doubts shaitan will bring. Is there really life in the qabr, or is it just some story? Is Allah really there? Or is it just that we are being told Allah is there? Shaitan brings these doubts. And one of the greatest benefits of keeping company of the Ahlullah, these doubts go out of a person. If a person has a doubt whether my boss will pay me end of the month or not, how is he going to work? He won't work properly. But when he's convinced that not only will the boss pay, but this boy, he doubles and triples also the pay, how won't he work then? So if we have that conviction in Allah Ta'ala, and Allah doesn't double and triple, minimum is 10 times Allah gives. And much more than that also Allah Ta'ala gives. So he says, Khuda jaane kis andaaz se bayan kiya, phir shubhe baatil paida na hua. No doubt again. And he said, then he was a mufassir of the Quran, Allama. He says, aaj hi Quran mein maza paaya. Only today I really got the enjoyment of Quran Sharif. Really, one is Quran Sharif like we all generally read. One is Quran Sharif, which the ulama know the tafsir. One is those who make tafsir. And even then, there are so many hidden things in the Quran Sharif. When the eyes of the heart are open, you see all those hidden things. And then the treasures. لَهَا مَعَانٍ كَمَوْجِ الْبَحْرِ فِي مَدَدٍ Allama Busairi says, the Quran Sharif has got meanings like the waves of the sea. How the waves, one pushes the other all the time. And waves never end. We sit at the sea for hours, and what is there to see? Just the waves. Just like the waves of people at Kaaba Sharif. You sit hours and hours and just see the people, the waves are coming, tawaf is carrying on. When we come away, we gone to our hotel, tawaf hasn't stopped, it carries on. We have come to Jeddah, tawaf carries on. We reach back to Durban, tawaf is carrying on there. Like the waves of the sea are carrying on, tawaf is carrying on all the time. So this the Quran Sharif is just producing meanings and meanings, fresh meanings. There is nothing more fresh in the world than the Quran Sharif. It is a kitab of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, which is the sifat of Allah. As long as, since Allah was and Allah is since ever, Quran has been since ever. And Quran Sharif will never get stale. Fresh is the Quran Sharif. So, لَهَا مَعَانٍ كَمَوْجِ الْبَحْرِ فِي مَدَدٍ وَفَوْقَ جَوْهَرِهِ فِي الْحُسْنِ وَالْقِيَمِ And much more superior than the pearls of the sea, as far as the beauty of the pearls are concerned, and as far as the value of the pearls are concerned. One ayat what comes out, the enrichment it gives a person. The Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam all announce and said, in ajriya illa Allah. I'm inviting you people to Allah. I don't want any pay from you. I don't want anything from you. My pay Allah will give. What is this pay that Allah will give? Rands and cents, dollars, pounds, riyals, gold, silver. These things have no value to the Anbiya alayhimu salam. This has no value to Allah Ta'ala. So it isn't that pay. Allahu Akbar. If we are really in deen, not in the name of deen, in deen we are, Allah will pay us. What is that pay? You'll feel that enrichment in your heart. You'll feel the enjoyment of salah, enjoyment of tilawat. You'll be just forced to say, Raditu billahi rabban. Oh, how I'm happy that Allah is my Rabb. Wabil Islam deen. Ah, what the deen Islam Allah gave me. Nothing like that in the world. Wabi Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasulan wa nabiyya. You'll go in an ecstasy. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my rasul. Where am I fit to be his ummati? Where am I fit to have one of his sunnah in my life?
Just say that Allah has blessed me with, Allah, how kind are you not? This is that enrichment, spiritual enrichment. Enrichment of the heart in ajriya illa Allah. Allah will pay me, give me that pay. Al-ghina, ghina nafs, wealth and riches is the riches of the heart. Not what you got in your bank statement, or in your bank statement and bank balance at the bank. Look, these things of dunya, what are they? One earthquake of Haiti, one tsunami that came. Forget your bank balance, there was no more bank left after that. Where are you going to collect your bank balance after that? Your supermarket was no more there. Your block of flats were no more there. What is this dunya? That is not. But when you got that riches in the heart, that conviction and that firm belief in Allah, there is nothing more greater. So this is what Allah Ta'ala will give. So Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali says that aaj hi Quran mein maza paya jaise aaj hi Quran nazil hua. As though the Quran fresh it has been revealed now. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum, to make us understand, he says like fresh jalebi from the frying pan. How you enjoy hot fresh jalebi. What is hot fresh jalebi? In front of Quran Sharif. And Quran Sharif, if we really, you won't be able to stop reading. You'll just enjoy and you'll go into the meaning of the Quran Sharif all the time. So, aaj hi Quran mein maza paya jaise aaj hi Quran nazil hua. Then Allah gave him tawfiq to get up to make zikr. He said, naam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya. Just as I took the name of Allah, I went into a trance. I was out of my mind when I took the name of Allah. One is we take Allah's name, but we haven't recognized Allah Ta'ala. If I usually give this example, a boy 20-25 years, marriageable age, and his mother's name is Fatima, sister, auntie, anyone's name, he doesn't get enjoyment in the name Fatima. But now he's engaged to a girl whose name is Fatima. Now it's completely different. He'll go to Qari Sahib, Qari Naim Sahib, and he'll say, please, the makhraj of Ta, I have to pronounce it correctly now. I can't say Fatima and Fatim and Fatli and Fatu and all the logat of Fatima. How lot logat they are. I have to say it properly, not only makharij sifat also. And then he doesn't just say it properly, he can't sleep at night with tarannum, Fatima. He's mad. He's only engaged still to Fatima. But he's mad. It's a different story. After 6 months, he'll fight like cats and dogs with Fatima. But at the moment, he's madly in love with her. So I ask you, if you want, Fatima can make you mad like this. The creator of millions of Fatimas, and the creator of millions of Aishas, and the creator of millions of waterfalls and sunrise over the sea, and sunset over the mountains. All this beauty, if you get his enjoyment, what enjoyment won't you get in just taking the name of Allah? And then when you'll say, Allah, with that recognition, naam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya, zikr mein taathir do re jaam. These people who sit in the tavern and in the bar, and they pouring the wine and they passing it to one another, they like out of this world. What they know of the enjoyment of that person after Fajr, after Asr, he's sitting in a corner. Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Oh Allah, how enjoyable is not your name. If this is what we have to develop, then take the name of Allah. And then see what is the enjoyment in Islam. When the name of Allah is so enjoyable, the whole of Islam, your salat, your tilawat, your durood. Now at the moment we just by difficulty completing numbers. If your wife's name is Fatima and you want to make love to her, and you take her name 100 times, Fatima, she'll give you one slip. But one time tell her Fatima, and then see the difference. So Allah's name, if we're just completing numbers, we haven't found the sweetness of the name of Allah. We haven't tasted the sweetness. We know what is cold drink sweetness. We know what is chocolate. If we didn't find the sweetness, we passed our whole life. We know the sweetness of now these new drinks which are coming from Thailand. coconut drink and all that wonderful and this flavored water and all that, all that. If we didn't get the sweetness of Allah, what was our life worth? If we didn't get any sweetness of anything in this world, but we got the sweetness of Allah, we got everything. So, and then when he got up for tahajjud, Allahu Akbar, and he got enjoyment of tahajjud namaz, what did he say in the morning? He said, Wa'ada aneka shabe akhir mein. My date with Allah is in the last part of the night. Subah, he say, intizari sham hai. From the morning, I'm waiting already for the night. When will tahajjud time come? I just finished tahajjud. When will 24 hours get finished? And I can make tahajjud again. For us, tahajjud is almost an impossibility. But if you have a date with your beloved, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning, how many people Allah make us maaf? Soccer match, cricket match, some other country, we get up 3 o'clock. Boxing, what we got to do at boxing? What we got to do at rugby? But we get up 3 o'clock to watch rugby and boxing also. But if you, with Allah, we haven't got that. So this is when the love of Allah. So to find Allah, if you want. And if a person hasn't got the love of Allah, he's a sick person. Very, very spiritually sick. If you're a good doctor, when he'll consult with you, amongst the questions that he must ask you, a good doctor, do you have appetite? Do you eat well? Do you feel thirsty? You drink water? Do you sleep well? If you haven't got appetite, you're a sick person. If you don't feel thirsty and you're not drinking water, you're a sick person. So if a person hasn't got the thirst of the love of Allah, spiritually that person is very sick. That Allah who gave us our eyes free of charge. Allahu Akbar. Present day statistics show that about 250,000 babies a day are born in the world. Every day. So Allah Ta'ala is supplying 500,000 eyes every day. Free of charge. Whether it's a first world country, America, Europe or anywhere, whether it's a third world country, the Amazon forest, the Congo forest, wherever it can be, Allah is supplying every baby with two small beautiful little eyes. Allah is supplying 500,000 two beautiful ears for every baby. And parents never got this notice that would-be parents must take it easy. The farishtas who are making eyes are gone on strike. The factory is closed, and for the next 6 months, babies that will be born without eyes. How long is the world? Never was this announcement made that there won't be eye supply for the next 6 months, or no supply of ears or nose or anything, all the time, and free of charge. And all of this, who is Allah? يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. He is creating يَخْلُقُكُمْ فَعَلْ مُضَارِ. Continuously Allah is creating. يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. In the wombs of your mothers, that small little factory. If we want factory, we want it 10,000 square meters. We want this size factory, that size factory. Allah's factory, and what a factory. The factory that made all the factories in this world, this little insan. In that small little womb of the mother, that factory, that is that factory where Allah is making. فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ. Stage after stage. فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَا. Three layers of darkness. Our factory, electricity. Power is too less. Put a substation. We need 380 watts. That's also not enough. We need all. How much power we need. But Allah is creating this baby in three layers of darkness. The darkness of the womb, of the embryonic sac, and of the mother's body. Allah, what is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? And all this Allah has created from one drop of sperm. Part of a sperm. In that, we are so impressed today with a chip. That this chip, what information it has got, and what the chip can do. In that little drop and part of a drop of sperm, Allah has put the material for the brains, which is completely different from the material of the heart. Allah has put in that same little drop of sperm, the hard bones which have to protect the skull, which have to protect the brains, which have to protect the rib cage, to protect all the vital organs in the body. In the same little drop of sperm, Allah has put the nails also. And Allah Ta'ala has put the hair also. Everything in there. We are amazed with the dunya's technology. One chip, what it can do, etc. Didn't we see Allah Ta'ala, the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? So how great is not Allah? If a person has found Allah, he has found everything. If he hasn't found Allah, he has found nothing. Ek tu mera, to har shay meri. Zameen meri, asma mera. If you are mine, O Allah, everything is mine. The earth, the skies, everything. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. If you are not mine, nothing whatsoever is mine. Allah is everything. So to find Allah Ta'ala, if we haven't got the love of Allah, this is our, and our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, the Khanqas and the Ahlullah, the Buzurgan Deen Mashayikh, these are those places, jahan piyaso ko pani milta hai. Those who are thirsty get water to drink. Or bin piyaso ko piyas milti hai. And those who haven't got thirst in them, they get thirst. Those who have the love of Allah, how to express that love of Allah Ta'ala. And those who haven't got the love of Allah, they will also learn to get the love of Allah. And then they will learn how to express that love of Allah. So Allah's love is our first fariza. If somebody deposits 10,000 rands in your account every day, won't you love that person? He's been so, who is this? He's being so kind to me. He leaves a basket of first grade fruit at your door every day. Who is this who does it? Allah, what didn't Allah do for us? More than what we can imagine, but we don't think of it. Just think of the kamalat of Allah. How perfect Allah has created. The whole one drop of blood in the human body travels 500,000 kilometers a day. There's blood that is going up and down, up and down, up and down, coming into the heart, from there the top ventricle, into the lungs, getting purified, carbon dioxide being taken out, oxygen being putting in, pumped again into the other ventricle, down to the, and the whole day, it's movement. And if one clot somewhere, and you got a stroke, you are paralyzed, you got a heart attack, and this movement that is carrying on, how perfect Allah. On our roads, we got so many traffic officers, so many laws, so many traffic markings, and so many accidents also. And Allah's system, with all of this, not one accident, the stars and the moon, they are moving at such fantastic speeds, we cannot imagine, but no accident. Oh, this is Allah, the kamalat, the jamal of Allah, the beauty of Allah. Look at all the enjoyment of our food. Now you're enjoying a wonderful samosa. What wonderful. And all the masalas are ready, full in there. But you put little chutney also. You put one drop of lemon juice also. And then you have, but not one alhamdulillah comes out. And not also even so much, mashallah. How enjoyable. We just like wild dogs, just eating away. No shukr to Allah Ta'ala. We don't think about who gave us these ni'mats. When the Indian Muslims came new to South Africa in about the 1900, 1910, in the Joburg area, most of them, they were hawkers. They used to go and hawk in the on the farms to the white people. Wednesday used to be a public holiday. They should come back to Joburg and buy their wares again and go out for a week again. On Diagonal Street in Johannesburg, there was Bismillah restaurant. I think it's there till today. I'm not mistaken. Anyway, this person, the owner, on the Wednesday, he should make biryani. And those days, he should charge 1 shilling. And Wednesday, you can eat as much as you want to. You pay 1 shilling and you eat as much as you want to. One customer of his, one of these Indian people, hawkers, our forefathers, he came and his name also was, what the name? Ismail Amto. Ismail Amto came and he ate 10 plates of biryani. So the owner of the restaurant after that gave him his shilling back. He said, "Hai tumhari shilling paasi, here's your shilling, but after this you don't come back to my restaurant." 10 plates of biryani. Anyway, whether it's 1 shilling or whether it's 100 rand for a plate of biryani, can money ever pay for that basmati rice from Pakistan, the butter from New Zealand, the zafran from Spain, the spices from Zanzibar, the mutton from the Karoo, the whole world's ni'mat Allah gave you in one plate. And remember, when we buy our rice or mutton or whatever we buy, we are never paying for that what we are buying. What we are paying for the people who worked on it. That what it is, that is only from Allah. And the only pay for that, Alhamdulillah. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. But we don't pay Allah Ta'ala. We don't make shukr. One friend of us in Dubai, Qari Yaqub Saab, he is Imam of Masjid Ghurair, famous masjid in Dubai. He had a very hospital. There aren't less than 10 ulama on his dastarkhan for any meal. And on a Friday, 50, 60, 70 alims. And he's got a big signboard that no collectors are allowed to come and stay in this masjid. But all of them stay there. For the government, they just put a signboard there. He himself personally feeds them all also. He says, but I see, very straightforward, he tells them also, that I see nobody of you read Bismillah also. And nobody of you while eating, you read Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr, alhamdulillah. So he says, if you don't like my food, read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But read something. You're not reading anything. Really, it's a sad case. After eating, really notice, nobody reads Alhamdulillah illadhi at'amana wa saqana. What a ni'mat of Allah. And what on our dastarkhan? Not only biryani, not only papar, papri, achar, 10 kinds of achar, chutneys again, and the sour milk again, and the sour milk is spiced so well again. What is there not? The juices again, the cold drinks again, but not one Alhamdulillah. What has said, so to learn this love of Allah. We ourselves, you do everything for your wife, and just one mistake she makes, you say you don't appreciate anything. What did we appreciate of Allah Ta'ala? Our workers, we say that, what then, what don't we do? We go out of our way. I look after my workers, employees, I look after them properly, but they don't appreciate. What did we appreciate of Allah Ta'ala? And the worker feels the same. I do so much for my boss, but my boss doesn't appreciate. Really, we have to, man lam yashkuri nas, lam yashkuri Allah. A person who's not thankful to Allah Ta'ala will never be able to be thankful to mankind. A person who's not thankful to mankind will never be able to be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. So this is by sunnah, Allah will give us this love of Allah Ta'ala. And anything, one of our shaykh's murids, Maulana Jalil Akhund, now he's a very great alim, mashallah, great madrasa, Allah has given him great position. But he says when he was a student, he became Bayat with Shah Hazrat. From Newtown Madrasa, then he should come here by Hazrat in Gulshan Iqbal. He says, after some time I told Hazrat, I don't feel in my heart that love for you anymore. Like a murid myself, love for Isha. Hazrat asked him, are you reading your wazifas? He said, no, I'm not. He said, how will you have love? You will appreciate somebody when you receive the benefit of that person. Then you appreciate that person. A person becomes a murid, doesn't read wazifas, doesn't do anything, he's not getting love of Allah, closeness to Allah Ta'ala. He won't have the love of the shaykh. But that murid who does all that, and now Allah's muhabbat, means muhabbat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, muhabbat, and he realizes through my shaykh's barakat I got, how won't he become a diehard for his shaykh? That is, if we will do what we have to do, then you'll appreciate your shaykh. So if we follow sunnats, sunnats are Allahu Akbar. Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, sunnat ka tariqa ashal tariqa hai. If you have to do anything and you find the easiest way to do it, how won't you appreciate? Sunnat ka tariqa ajmal tariqa. The most beautiful way of doing anything is sunnat tariqa. Try it out, whether it's your dressing, whether it's your lifestyle, your home, your wedding, anything. Do it according to sunnat ka tariqa, akmal tariqa, is the most perfect way. If you will bring this and you experience now, my life is going so easy. What beauty there is in my life. What perfection and completion I've got in my life. Then you'll have the love of Allah. When we break, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. When you eat that pudding and you enjoy it, now you'll appreciate it. Allahu Akbar. Friend says that in Bombay, Chowpatty, which is one of the famous beaches of Bombay, they sell their chevro in that like a cone type of a packet. And it cost 1 rupees those days, now it must be much more. and nice and strong also. One person buys one packet of the chevro, he's eating it, and then his nose starts watering. Water starts coming out from his eyes also. It looks like it's coming out from his ears also, it's so strong. But when he's finished, he go and buy another packet. We ask him, why are you suffering so much? Why are you even finishing the first? But he goes and buy the second. Ask him what enjoyment he's getting. Just like that, if we get the enjoyment of deen, now people will say, you're getting up for Fajr, why are you getting up for Tahajjud also? Why are you keeping rozas also? So hot days, long days, and you. But when you get that enjoyment in it, you can't help it. You go and keep, you make more Tahajjud, more zikr, more tilawat. But if we get the enjoyment of deen, and if we are deprived of the enjoyment of deen, you won't enjoy your shaykh also, you won't appreciate him. Masjid is nothing that gives us joy and pleasure. Quran is not something that gives us joy and pleasure. So that is the first love, to create the love of Allah. And so many ways to create the love of Allah. One easy way, فَاتَّبِعُونِ, follow in my path, the path of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bring it in your life. Don't just talk about it. How many of us? We print pamphlets also, put them on the boards also. Revive a sunnah a day. But we don't practice it ourselves. That sunnah is not for the board. That sunnah is for our life. Till we don't practice it, we establish madrasas also. We everything, and we talk also. Today is just talk, 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 talk. But to bring it, when you bring it in your life, the real sunnah, you will get the enjoyment. It's impossible that you can't get the enjoyment of sunnah. There is no greater and better lifestyle. When you bring it in your life and you get that enjoyment, you will become a entire heart of Allah, of His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from who you got this tariqah of deen, you will. So sunnahs are very, very important. One sunnah which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, it's a riwayat of Tirmizi Sharif and Ibn Majah Sharif also. That when a person steps out of his house and he reads three simple du'as. All of us know these du'as. But think to ourselves, who of us ever reads it? What are the du'as? Bismillah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Who doesn't know? Immediately Allah sends a farishta to give you three du'as in return. And what du'as? To read that du'a, you won't have to tell your wife, put a bucket of water by the door. When I go out, I read this dua and my throat gets dry. So you must give me water or something. You won't have to write it on the board that I forget. So simple the dua. But you know who reads it? When we step out of the house, who reads it? And if we read it, Allah sends a farishta who gives you three duas. The first dua He gives you, wuqita. You got your protection and security for the day. Our security has failed. But we haven't tried the security that Allah's farishtas give you the dua, that your security and protection. Kufita, your needs for the day will be satisfied. Hudita, your hidayat for the day. Today is a day time that we have to be very, very worried about our hidayat and the condition of our iman. The forces of evil and shaitan and his agents are working so hard to put wrong ideas into our minds and to take us away from Islam. That is shaitan's ultimate goal. And he had declared that I will come from the right, from the left, from the front, from the back, from every side, and I will misguide them. And his ultimate object is to snatch away our iman. And we're not even aware. If we know, we made business today good. The Kohinoor, the diamond that was found, and it was sent to the Queen of England. Kohinoor, isn't it? When it was sent, how did they send it? They made a replica, and for that they made all security. And everyone's eyes was there, and the actual Kohinoor was just an ordinary. Nobody even think that this Kohinoor is going here. So how much they looked after that Kohinoor. We make money, and we're going to the bank. Then we say one guy at the back, one guy in front also. We have to take all our precautions to protect. The greatest asset of iman, what did we even ever think, I must protect my iman. And the crooks that can steal, they are open, you can see them. The crook wants to steal our iman, shaitan, we can't even see him. And he's there. And worse than that, the other crook wants to steal our iman, nafs, which is inside you. We've got an enemy from inside and an enemy from outside. And the final goal is to steal our iman, that we go from the dunya without iman. And they don't rest one second. They are making their effort, and we are totally oblivious, unmindful that they want to snatch you. How can you protect your iman in that case? It's only Allah's mehrbani. May Allah have mercy upon us. But really we have to be conscious that I have to protect this greatest asset. Your billions of the world cannot compare with the weakest form of iman. Our greatest asset is iman. So by following sunnahs, all this will come into our lives. So when we step out of the house, read this dua, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It's a dua, it's zikr, it's a sunnah, and also protection. Everything we will get in there. And a person who makes a sunnah alive in our times, he will get the reward of a 100 martyrs. In our times. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. The ayats of the Quran Sharif I've recited. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says in the first ayat I read that inna deena inda Allahil Islam. All of us know the ayat. All of us will know the translation also. That undoubtedly we will translate it the deen. Allah Ta'ala is Islam. But that's not translation. Because deen is not an English word. We're just using the same Arabic one. So deen, there are two translations. One is a very narrow translation, and that is what the non-believers, our enemies, want us to translate deen as religion, which means one department of your life. That when you come to the masjid, you be a super Muslim. That when you're in business, don't bring Islam in your business. Don't say that I can't allow woman reps in my to come and see me. And don't say that I can't have female workers in my shops. That to Islam, don't come and interfere in my business here. In my house, Islam, don't tell me, in my house I live like everyone else. TV, Islam, don't come and tell me I mustn't have TV in my house. I'll be loyal to you, I'll come to the masjid. Hey, one person was going with his wife for a joy ride. And his children on the back seat, they came to the first traffic light, somebody was thumbing a left. So that person, he said, I'm sorry, I got my wife here, I got my children, I can't give you a lift. He said, if you can't give me a lift, no problem, but I'm Mr. Dollar, I'm Mr. VIP, more dunya in your life. So, oh, you Mr. Dollar, you VIP. Told his wife, please you go back seat, Mr. Dollar, you sit here with me. What does mean? More dunya involvement, more meetings, more going China, going Hong Kong, no time even for your health appointments. No time, I have to go now, yeah, I have to go there, too busy. So he went to the next traffic light, another person asking for left, dressed even more better. He said, impossible, I got Mr. Dollar with me, and because of him I had to put my wife in the back seat. He says, if you got no place for me, no problem, but I'm Mr. Pound. Almost double of dollar. I'm VVIP. Oh, you are so important. So, Mrs. Wife, you go in the boot. And Mr. Dollar, you go back seat. Mr. Pound, you come sit here. Now, more involved in dunya. Now, no more time to eat also. Not even time to sleep anymore. No time for namaz also. More involved in dunya. More occupied. Next traffic light, another person, simply dressed, asking also for impossible. Because of I got Mr. Dollar and Mr. Pound, I had to put Mrs. Wife right in the booth. I got no place. He said, I'm Mr. Islam. I will help you everywhere in dunya, akhirat, qabr. He says, Mr. Islam, I really love you, but I got no place for you in my life. You stay in the masjid. 5 times a day I'll come, I'll visit you there. Jamaat come, I'll bring food also for you. I'll make your ikram also. And Ramzan Sharif, I'll go for Umrah. 30 days I'll spend with you there. But please, you don't come in my house and tell me how my house must be. You don't come in my business and tell me how I must run my business. You stay in the masjid. I love you very much, but you just stay in the masjid. Okay, that is the case. He went to the next traffic light. He didn't put Mr. Islam in his life. Next traffic light, a person with torn and tattered clothes, chappal broken, standing there, asking for impossible. Where can I give you love? Mr. Islam, I love him so much, I have to leave him also behind. No place for you. He says, no problem, you got no place for me, I got place for you. I'm Mr. Malakul Maut.
Mm.
And I've come to take you. So his wife also shouted from the back, yes, take him quickly. Because of Mr. Pound and Mr. Dollar, he put me right in the booth. No time for me at all. You please take him quickly. So this is our condition. We have departmentalized Islam. Mm. Like you go in a shop, one section is for groceries, one section is for clothing, one section for hardware, one section. We also all depart. Islam time, we go masjid. And then we put on our topi. If you haven't got a topi, oversized topi of the masjid, which cover our ears also. Super Muslim now. And jubba also extra long. Trousers also above the ankle. But namaz finish, take the topi, just throw it like that also. Take the jubba, just throw it out. Now we are again, we are in dunya now. Now I'm not a Muslim. I'm Muslim in the masjid. I'm Muslim in Ramzan. Now I'm not Muslim. Now I'm like everyone else, how everyone else is. That is not. Islam is a complete way of life. Inna deena, undoubtedly the complete way of life. You're in business, you're a Muslim businessman. In politics, you're a Muslim politician. You're a doctor, in your surgery, you're a Muslim doctor. Whatever you are doing, first is I'm a Muslim. And so that way of life by Allah, which is acceptable, is only Islam. Islam again, we say Islam. What is Islam? Total submission to Allah. You submit your mind to Allah. You don't have your own opinions of things. That I think like this. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, people going on a train journey, for example, in Pakistan, they buy peanuts, hot roasted peanuts, which is so mumfali, hot you enjoy. Or popcorn. And they say, chalo hum Islami guftagu kare. Let us discuss on Islam. And eating peanuts, is Islam peanuts. And Islam is popcorn. Islam is based on the thorough knowledge, thorough absal. There is no stronger knowledge than Quran and Hadith. Islam is based on that. Islam is not popcorn and peanuts. Islam is not a cigarette in your mouth, reclining on your chair, and a matter of the moon or some divorce or halal matter, and everyone is a mufti. I think it is like this. My opinion. Then you can be the biggest doctor or whatever, your opinion in Islam is zero. It has no, yeah, what is Quran and Hadith, ask the ulama. Fas'alu ahla dhikr in kuntum lata. Don't chalawa and don't bring your opinions into Islam. So this, yeah, the total submission to Allah Ta'ala. This is what Allah wants. This ayat, it's the ayat of the Quran Sharif. When was it revealed? Quran Sharif was revealed about 1400 years ago. So this ayat, it is referring to which Islam of today, modern Islam, or 1400 years ago? 1400 years ago, it's referring to that. So today, if any one of us tries, we can't do it perfectly. Anyone, try to follow that Islam. What is that person labeled today? Fundamentalist, terrorist,
camel age,
stone age. Orthodox, all these titles. So if today somebody calls you, you're an Orthodox Muslim, you're a fundament, you must make shukr. He is giving evidence that you are following the Islam which Allah wants of 1400 years ago. Islam today, a modern Salafi model, Saudi model of Islam, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ. Anyone who will choose any way of Islam besides that Islam of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and which has been brought to us by the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, our great, great imams of fiqh and hadith, and then our great ulama who came to the shores of South Africa. They brought that Islam to us, which we call the Islam of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ahlus Sunnah, those who follow the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wal Jama'ah, Jama'atul Sahaba. The Jama'at of the Sahaba. Those who follow that Islam, that will be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. Anyone who follows any other type of Islam besides that, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. It won't be accepted from it. It can be a modern Turkish model of Islam. It can be a modern Saudi model of Islam, Salafi model, any other model. It won't be accepted. That Islam. And wallah, no matter how much shukr we make to Allah, that our ulama, yeah, Maulana Abdul Haq, Umar Ji, Rahmatullah, all these, Mufti Ibrahim Sanjay, all these our great ones. And present we have got our ulama who are on, and our heart tells us these are those ulama who are following that path. No matter how much shukr we make to Allah, we have got that pure Islam which Allah has given us. That is what we must follow. If we want to follow some modern type of Islam, one person from the village came to the city. He didn't know city life. He's a man who lives out in the village. With all his children, they went to the supermarket. His wife, old lady, granny, went and buy also something. He was with his grandchildren. Suddenly he saw the wall opening up. What's happening? Yeah, wall opening up. It was a lift. But he didn't know what's a lift. Wall opening up and an old lady went inside. And then the wall closed again. What's happening? He's looking very curiously. Yeah, old lady went in the wall, opened up, wall closed again. After a little while, the wall opened again. And a young lady came out. So he told his grandson, go call granny quickly. We sent her also in here. But she can also go, she'll come out here as a young woman. Besides us, there's another point. All of us want young wives. But look at yourself in the mirror. How you look. You want that young wife, but you are colder than a deep freeze. What are you going to do? You are that old man. How you look? Many people, my wife, you don't look nice. And they tell the wife, the worst thing, how can you tell your wife you're not beautiful? You look at yourself in the mirror, what is your condition? What are you so Mr. Handsome? And who are you, Mr. Man? That you want to, you and how many men humiliate their wives. And they, because they're looking at filth and dirt on the internet, on the roads and that, they say, you want your wife to be like that. Your wife is a pure Muslim woman who has got sharam, haya, respect her, honor her. Don't go and expect her to be like that filthy woman of the street. So anyway, so Islam, you can't put it in for a face left today. That old Islam is gone too old, camel age Islam. We need modern Islam, and we want a facelift now. Put Islam in the left, and let new Islam come out. No, Allah only accepts that Islam. Any person comes with any other type of Islam, it won't be accepted from Allah Ta'ala. If you have got Coca-Cola, I'm just giving an example, otherwise I hate to take the name also Coca-Cola. It is poison through and through for your health. There is absolutely no goodness in Coca-Cola. One family member of ours, still long in her life, all along, no tea for breakfast. Mother also is proud and says, my daughter takes her name and says, only has Coke for breakfast. That effect, her leg had to be amputated now. Another family member only Coke, became an epileptic. All these things are nothing but poison. Maulana Muhammad Mullah of Stanger, our very good friend, once we were having breakfast, he took off his topi, he showed me a hole the size of a tennis ball. Mm-hmm. He said, all this, you should drink lot of Coke. This is only poison. But anyway, I'm just giving an example. So if you have a Coke bottle and you fill black vinegar inside, and you give it all for somebody that have this Coca-Cola, how that person is going to, he'll swear you, he'll fight with you. What you do, what you think of me, you're playing the fool with me. So we can keep the name Islam. But if we haven't got Islam inside, we got black vinegar inside. We got something else. Allah is not going to accept that. Labels, you can't deceive Allah. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. You want to deceive Allah and the believers? وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. You're only deceiving yourself. If you think that I want to put a label of Islam, but there's no Islam in you. You're just putting and in this, let us not be deceived by any other label also. By the label of Maulana, have you got ilm in you? Just the label of Maulana and we deceiving, I'm a big Maulana in that. Don't be deceived. By the title of Haji Sahab, Sufi Sahab, Tablighi Sahab, don't be deceived by this. Is the reality in you or not? That is going to count. Not titles are going to count by Allah Ta'ala. Don't be deceived by any of our titles, and don't be deceived by our topi, beard and kurta also, that I'm very pious. Therefore our great buzurgs, they even stopped their murids from dressing in a very pious dress. Because you're not pious. You just dress like that. And everyone looks at you and thinks you are pious. You look at yourself in the mirror, you also think I'm pious. But you know yourself, what is your condition? So don't deceive yourself. Woman in burqa, don't think we are in burqa, so we all right. The others who are not wearing burqa, they all going jahannam. We going jannat. What is inside you? We must dress according to Islam. It's a requirement. But don't let that fool you that I'm a top Muslim and a super Muslim. But the reality is, وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. At the time of maut, not your outward is going to count, what is in your heart. Not what is on your tongue, not what is on your brain. What is in your heart is going to count. At that time, that will be taken out. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, rahmatullah alayhi, used to give this example, that if you got a parrot that you have trained and it reads beautiful tirat, azan, zikr, whatever salam it makes, but the day it comes in the claws of a cat or a dog, it will forget all that beautiful zikr you taught it, all those things you taught it, it will forget. And its inside voice, te, 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 only that will come out. At the time of maut, when Malakul Maut will come, Allahu Akbar. What is in that? That is why make zikr continuously. Register Allah in your heart. Register La ilaha illallah in your heart. Put it into your heart. Take out everything else from the heart. Put this into your heart. If you haven't done so, and the time of maut, a person will speak all other things besides kalima. And may Allah protect us if a person has to go without. And the more sad the case of the Muslim who goes without iman. If a kafir, he was a kafir, he wasn't expecting anything. But a person who was in our circles with us in the masjid and one of us, everything, and may Allah protect all of us, all the ummah. If such a person has to go without iman, what a sad case. So it's a very serious, it's not a small matter. And today the forces of evil, the agents of shaitan and nafs are working from all four sides to rob us of this iman. So that is what we have to work. See, if you are getting married tomorrow Sunday, and you ordered your pair of shoes, that very sharp pointed shoes and high heel shoes, and if your friend from the shop delivered it tonight, Saturday night, tomorrow morning when you wear it, oh, it's too tight, it's not fitting. So what you're going to do? Chop your toes so it fits it. You're not going to chop, you'll rather wear your old sapats. But you want, we have for wedding, but I don't know, I'll just have to wear my old torn sandals and my old sapats. But I can't chop my toes so that the shoes fit. So we can't chop Islam, change Islam to suit and fit in modern times. Modern times will have to change to fit into Islam. We can't change Islam. But today, how many learned people want to change Islam to fit into modern times? To make America happy, to make the enemies happy, to make the Jews happy. Also with regard to Coca-Cola, one thing comes to mind. How much is a liter of petrol? About 13 rand. Somewhere around there. And a liter of Coke? 10 rand. Yeah, it's 10 and that is 30. Many countries, it's same price. Most of the countries. Some countries, it is more expensive. Just understand what they have done to us. They sold us petrol, but they bought petrol from us. They didn't buy. It's just a barter system. They paid us, but in return they sold us coke. Most of the oil of the world is in the Muslim countries. So they took our oil, without which the fans won't work, the lights won't work. Nothing in the world will work if there isn't oil in the world. And in the whole world will come to a grinding halt without oil. And in return what they gave us? Coke. They collected their money back again by selling coke to us. And coke, with all, not the side effects, totally it is harmful. One person went to the doctor, J.M. He went to the doctor. Doctor prescribed some medicine for him. He got the tablets and he started breaking the sides. Doctor asked, what are you doing? He said, I'm breaking the side effects. Taking out all the side effects. So coke haven't got side effects. The whole thing is poison. So they took our oil and they gave us poison in return. When we get sick, you become a diabetic. Your high blood pressure, everything goes haywire. Now they supply you medicine and doctor will tell you lifelong, till death you have to take it. And that medicine will bring your mort in advance, will fast forward it and bring it quick in advance also. So this is how stupid they made us. But we just going wild. So I usually say, forget anyone else. If just the Maulvis stop drinking coke, we'll bring America's economy right down. And every bottle of coke, a percentage goes to Israel to kill our Palestinian brothers. Yeah, on the masjid boards that support Gaza, do this, everything. That said, we're supporting Israel. Every drop of coke that goes down, remember, you are taking the drop of blood of the Palestinians there. And only if the Maulvis stop drinking coke, we'll bring the whole economy. The economy is only on these things here. And they are paying us for our petrol by supplying us, and coke is water with bitter bark and so much of sugar inside it. It is only poison. That only Allah can open our eyes and our hearts, and we can realize what this is. I'll just end now. The other ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah says, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. This is the day in Arafat, Hajjatul Wada, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's final Hajj. The time is after Asr. Allah has revealed this ayat. So the Jews came to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, there is one ayat in the Quran, if that was revealed to us, we should have made it the day of Eid. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I know perfectly what that ayat is, when it was revealed, and that is a greater Eid for us, the day of Arafat. So Allah said, I completed your deen. Now you don't have to make a new deen in future. You don't have to bring a new way of life. That deen is complete of the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, and my very special favor, I have now completed it and given. This is the deen of Islam, a great favor, and this is that enrichment in the heart we will feel. That this is this great ni'mat. Islam is not a burden now, as many of our young girls and young people think, oh, Islam too hard, burqa, five times namaz, roza, very hard, taking out zakat. If we get the reality, we will see what a ni'mat of Allah. The greatest ni'mat Allah gave us is the ni'mat of deen. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ ni'mati وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I am pleased for you that Islam, your way of life, is this total submission to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with these realities. Remember, sunnahs are important. Practice upon as many sunnahs. And how much we'll practice on deen, so much we will enjoy the deen. And we'll appreciate Allah, and Allah's love will come into us. And remember today, temptations and shaitan is working on the internet. Overtime he's working. He's working on the cell phones. Overtime he's working. And all to rob us of our iman. And to rob us of that Islam which Allah gave to us through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our only salvation is in that Islam. Don't opt for any new model of Islam. Any new way of Islam. That is the only way of Islam. That is what we must bring in our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Inshallah, at the end of Rabiul Awal, next year, it will be February 8, 9 and 10, we're having an Islahi Jalsa. What we spoke about today, on those lines, how important it is to cleanse our hearts. And once the heart is clean, we get connected with the love of Allah comes. How to bring that into our lives. Everything else of deen must carry on. The work of tabligh must carry on. Darul Ulooms must carry on. Maktabs must carry on. Social welfare work must carry on. Everything must carry on. Together with that, we need this also in our lives. That how to correct ourselves. Our niyats must be correct. Pride must not come into us. Greed must not come into us. The desire for name and fame must not be there. All this is absolutely essential. So around that, there will be that program. Or from the Friday Juma till Sunday Zohar, please try and attend. Inshallah, it will be very beneficial. And the various kitabs on these subjects, they are available. Contact Haji Yusuf Desai. He's got them present by his car. You can go there and he'll give you kitabs with regard to subject matter on this year. Tomorrow morning after Fajr will be the programming. Rockdale Musalla, inshallah, after Fajr. Fajr will be at? Quarter past four Jamaat. Inshallah, quarter past four Jamaat.
there'll be a program there.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Oh Allah, whatever has been said, whatever has been heard, oh Allah, let us practice upon it with afiyat, salamati, ease, and accept it, oh Allah. Oh Allah, even what we can never say the whole of deen and what is required. Oh Allah, you in your mercy, we know you are that great, powerful being. You put the whole of deen into our heart and you give us the tawfiq to practice upon it, oh Allah. Every jinn and every human, give us all that Islam and Iman which you are pleased with. Let us live by it, let us die by it. Oh Allah, give us tawbah and nasuha before morn. Let us be raised with that Iman and Islam, and let us all be entered into Jannatul Firdaus with that Iman and Islam. Oh Allah, whoever, wherever in the world is having any problem, whether it's a health problem, whether it's a financial problem, whether it's fights and arguments, whether any type of work is not getting done, whether there are blockages in any type of work, you remove all our problems, oh Allah. You know all our needs. You are Rabbul Alameen. Your Qudrat is the greatest, oh Allah. Remove all our problems. Oh Allah, give us all the goodness of deen, dunya and akhirat. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna, ya maulana, إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.